Learning Masechta Zvachim, we're in the middle of Mishnah Zion in the ninth parak. We learned that when it came to putting things into the Kli Sharis, into a vessel which was designated for the Beis HaMikdash, that automatically made those items put into the vessel Kodesh, holy. Now what happens if there is something wrong with the vessel, like there's a hole in it? So what exactly is its status then? So the Mishnah tells us as follows. Kli Kodesh Shenikvu. If you have one of these vessels in which normally is used in the Beis HaMikdash and it has a hole, is it allowed to be used? And if in fact it is used, does it cause those contents to become Kodesh? So it depends. Im osim him ein malachton shahoy osim v'heim shleimin mekashin. V'im lav ein mekashin. He says, if we have to look at what it was used for previously. If while the vessel was whole, it had a specific function, and now, even with this small hole, that function can still take place. That which it's used for is still it's something which is able to be used. And therefore, once it's put into this keli, this vessel, then it is kodesh. However, im lav, if the hole is so big that no longer can this be used for the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash, even if you would put something into it, that's not Mekadosh, because it really doesn't have a shem kli, it doesn't have a name of a vessel. So one hears this, you could probably ask, so just fix it. What's the whole issue over here? You have a hole in a vessel. So it's brought down in the Gemara brings down a brisa that tells us when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, we don't fix things. For example, when it comes to a kli, a vessel which has a hole, or let's say it's broken, we're not going to glue it together or somehow fix it. Rather, we'll have to get a new one. So too, when it comes to a knife, when it comes to the shechita, if it has a pagam, that there is some type of nick in it, that it's not sharp, we don't sharpen the knife. Rather, we get a new knife. So too, when it comes to the clothing of the kohen, that once it is all worn out, we don't bring it to the laundry. We don't have it dry cleaned. But rather, we give the kohen new clothes. And this is how we operate. Instead, all these different things, we don't just throw them away, but they're used for the sake of wicks, for the menorah, as well as for the Simchas Beis HaShoev. And the reason that's brought down is Lefi She'en Anios B'Mokam Ashirus. The Beis HaMikdash is considered to be a place of great wealth, spiritual wealth, but also in grandeur and physical beauty. And therefore, to recycle by fixing up the holes and vessels, that we're not going to do. Therefore, once it no longer has its function, we have to discard it or use it for something else, but not for its original purpose. Concludes the Mishnah and the Perek, V'kulon ein mekachim el b'kodesh. This whole rule that we've been establishing, that when it comes to putting something into a vessel, that it has the capacity to make that thing kodesh, is only if it took place in the kodesh, in the azara, in the actual confines of the Beis HaMikdash. However, if it was outside of that area, even though it's a kli sharis, it does not have the capacity to make the things put into it kodesh holy.